The first Independent E-Book Awards will be given out over the weekend at the Virginia Festival of the Book. Organizers want to recognize writers who have used electronic publishing to distribute their works. Public awareness of e-books got a big boost last year when Stephen King decided to publish online. And some are predicting that e-books eventually will transform the publishing industry. In the meantime, some authors and publishers are finding new ways to use the technology. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
MJ Rose is a great believer in the future of e-books. Rose is well known in the electronic publishing community because she managed to succeed where others have failed. Rose's self-published e-novel, Lip Service, was such a success online that it was picked up by the mainstream press and had printings in both hard and soft cover. Now Rose is an organizer and one of the judges of the Independent E-Book Awards. Electronic publishing, says Rose, may have the power to change the very nature of books.
I was reading on screen one of the entries, and I noticed that there was an audio button because it's a very interactive ebook. And I pressed the audio button, and so halfway through reading the ebook, I started listening to the author read me the book.
The business of electronic publishing, says Rose, is still in its infancy. Most people involved in the fledgling industry agree that several developments are needed to open up the market for e-books. Competitive pricing, a larger selection of material, and most importantly, the development of a cheap, multipurpose device that can be used to download e-books. In the meantime, Rose says, writers are finding ways to take advantage of the technology.
One of the things that those of us who are involved in ebooks now are finding out, that the best thing we can do with ebooks right now, at this time in history, before there are reading devices that are really inexpensive that work, is to use our ebooks as marketing tools.
After her success online, Rose's second book, Fidelity, was published conventionally, but she promoted it online, and its initial printing sold quickly. Doug Clegg, who specializes in horror novels, already had a career in print when he turned to electronic publishing to boost his audience.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to reach the readers that I couldn't reach by just having a book on a bookshelf. And what I did was in 1999, I created an email serial, which is a very low-tech version of an ebook. It's just the text in email. And week by week, I wrote the book as an experiment. And I got a publisher to sponsor it, which means they paid me, which was nice. And I gave it to readers for free. And thousands of people ended up signing up.
Electronic publishing not only helps authors get published or find new audiences, it also provides a second life for some writers' work. FictionWise.com, founded last June by brothers Stephen and Scott Prendergast, specializes in science fiction by authors well known to readers of that genre. Scott Prendergast says they decided to focus initially on short stories, which tend to have a short shelf life.
A lot of these authors had award-winning work that had completely disappeared.
The brothers expect to turn a profit by the end of the year, well ahead of their own business plan. Their prices are cheap, 29 cents for a 100-word short story, less than $3 for a novella or longer short story. But, says Stephen Prendergast, their customers are bulk buyers.
What really amazed us when we first started the website back in June was the quantity of stories a single person will buy. We have individual customers who have bought hundreds of stories from us. And we have several customers who come back every week and buy every single title we publish. And obviously, we want to keep them doing that.
Another reason for the success of FictionWise is that the books can be downloaded to a Palm Pilot, a much more common device than electronic readers. In the future, better readers may catapult ebooks onto the mass market. But Jason Epstein, author of Book Business, believes the real change that lies ahead for the publishing world is in ebooks that can be printed on demand. Epstein says print-on-demand books will eliminate costly printings and the need for vast warehouses to store books. He says a prototype already exists for an ATM-like machine that would print out books one at a time.
Someone will go to his computer, find the book he wants, push a button that says buy, and instead of that message going out to a warehouse somewhere in Seattle and the book being shipped by Federal Express, the book will be printed around the corner at a Kinko's store. And if the reader wants to have it delivered like a pizza, he can have it delivered.
Epstein says right now the e-book business is like the early car industry, when a lot of people were working on different parts of the automobile in separate garages. What e-publishing needs, says Epstein, is its very own Henry Ford to bring it all together. MJ Rose has a more literary way of putting it. She says it's like the start of a good book, the prologue. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.